Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is evening where we're at, and I want to thank you for listening in to this very first podcast of the Duke Ledoux Radio Hour. We have this set up in Duke's room, and we'll introduce him here in a second, but we'll cover anything and everything that kind of comes to Duke's mind. I'm happy to be the kind of the host of this, but Duke will certainly bring all the information that he wants to bring, and hopefully you enjoy this, and we have a lot of fun doing it with everything that we've picked up, especially from our Uncle Jason and learning how to do radio and these different podcasts. So hopefully it's a lot of fun and you enjoy it as well. But I do want to introduce now my co-host is Duke Ledoux. Duke, how are you doing today?
Good. I am doing good.
Good to hear. Have you had a busy day today?
Mostly. Yeah, because we were at a scrimmage today, and I was kicking with my football, and I was announcing in the sweet room, too.
Yeah, we did have a busy day this morning, which we'll touch on that a little bit later in this podcast. But one thing you wanted to talk about, which we've seen a lot of movement this summer in the NBA, was basketball. You're one that really loves basketball. You like playing basketball. What are some things you want to talk about basketball?
Well, what I want to talk about basketball is how they throw the ball from dunk the ball and how far they put their own back and all that stuff.
There's some pretty cool dunks that you get to see. And you obviously get to practice some of those dunks on some small rims. But now you've got your big rim in the backyard. Have you been able to dunk on that yet?
Well, not really.
Not quite yet. You just got to grow a little more and jump a little higher. And you'll be right there. I'm sure we'll all get some cool video of you when you are dunking and being cool there. What other things do you like to do with basketball? How much do you practice?
I practice at least once a week and once a day.
Yeah, you're out there quite a bit shooting hoops. Do you like the long-range shot or do you like a layup and all those sorts of things?
I like a long-range shot.
Yeah, you like shooting from three-point line or as close as you can and getting the ball up there. What are some other favorite things about basketball that you like?
People see the NFL, the NBA players dunk the ball really high, and that's the parts I like, and like shooting it from far distances.
Yeah, that's kind of the trend right now. That kind of pretty much sums up the NBA, if you think about it. It's either dunks or three-pointers right now. That mid-range game has kind of disappeared, but you never know when that'll come back around, but definitely some good insight there is in what you see. Switching directions now, we're going to talk a little bit about football. You mentioned earlier today you went to the Lopers scrimmage, and you did a little broadcasting there with Uncle Jason, but what'd you think about the scrimmage?
Pretty good today, and pretty was really good.
You think the Lopers have a good chance of winning quite a few games this year?
Yep.
It should be exciting to watch. And you mentioned kicking the ball. You really like kicking the football, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Is that something that also transcends over into soccer?
Yeah.
You do like a lot of soccer, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did some kicking down on the field, but you watched the Lopers kick the ball. What did you think about their kicking game?
How they so legged and all that stuff I like about football.
Yeah, sometimes it didn't seem like the kickers were quite getting all their leg into some of those PAT attempts, and then when those would either pull it left or push it right, and so there were some struggles there, but I'm sure they'll have it ready for the season coming pretty soon.
Yeah, I guess they will do that.
After kicking, what's kind of your next favorite thing to do when it comes to football?
Well, my next favorite thing is to punt up and then punt up straight up as high as you can and then you run, and where the ball goes, you try to catch it.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun game, and that's a good game to really learn, A, how to punt high, and B, how to catch the ball. Do you really like catching the ball?
Yes, I kind of do.
Okay, you seem to be pretty good at that as well. And that's something that takes a lot of concentration, so you're doing a great job catching the ball. So, anything else about football before we move on?
Not really.
Okay, well, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back right after this to talk a little bit more about the Lopers and about school and a few other things going on in the world of Duke Ledoux. We'll be back right after this on the Duke Ledoux Radio Hour. And now I'm here with Dallas Pearl. Dallas, she wanted to talk a little bit about volleyball, one of her favorite sports. Dallas, what would you like to talk about?
How they hit and how I like them because there's a state.
You like to watch UNK volleyball?
Uh-huh.
They do a really good job of hitting, don't they?
Yes.
Do you know how to serve yet?
No, but I do know how to throw. Sometimes I throw it up and hit it.
Okay, that's a good start to a serve. And you haven't yet learned how to. You haven't learned yet how to hit at the net, have you?
No.
You're not quite old enough to do that yet. What other parts about hitting would you like to talk about?
Kind of how they make it high and yeah, that stuff.
When they set the ball? Yeah. Right now, UNK's got some really good setters on the team. That's something you really watch when you go to their matches, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Any predictions for UNK? The volleyball season will be starting here pretty soon. Anything you think they'll do really good this year? Hard to say.
Well, I don't know if they will, but I hope so.
All right. That's very good. And this week, switching directions just a little, Dallas, is this week you start school. You'll be starting kindergarten. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
Do you know who your teacher is?
Mrs. Woodman.
All right. And where do you go to kindergarten?
Zion.
Okay. And do you know how big your class is going to be this year?
I don't remember the number, but I think it's a little lower than what we thought.
Okay. Many friends returning from going to preschool there, now you're in kindergarten?
Only one staying.
Oh, wow. So you have a bunch of new friends. And do you remember what day you're going to start that?
No, but I am excited.
You are excited. All right. Well, hopefully next time that we visit, you can tell us all about how kindergarten is going and how many new friends you have and what you're all learning.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Dallas Pearl. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Duke Ledoux Radio Hour. We are here. I'm fortunate enough to be the host of the Duke Ledoux Radio Hour, along with my co-host, of course, Duke Ledoux, once we get set back up here. All right, Duke. Well, you'd mentioned in that earlier segment, you were able to watch the Lopers.
Yeah, I am.
What other things do you like to do when you go up to UNK?
The other things I like to do is connect tuners to like radio stations and like connect like computers to like mixer and like how the football players kick the ball and how you're supposed to kick the ball with the axon and how you're supposed to make the ball go backwards or just twist and go down.
Sure. A couple different things there. Whenever you go anywhere, you like to look at cords and see how computers are hooked in and everything. Who helps you up at UNK look at some of those things and connect those cords sometimes?
Well, mostly it's Uncle Jason and Manny.
Yeah, they're good helpers for you, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. And then obviously you saw the kickers, the punters. You know, obviously it's different when you kick or when you punt, and that's something that you're definitely learning. One thing we do want to talk about before we go is something that's going on Wednesday of this week. Hopefully this becomes probably a weekly podcast for us. We would enjoy that. But halfway through the week, do you remember what's going on Wednesday?
No.
First day of school. Yeah, big smile on your face there. What grade are you going to be in this year?
First grade.
First grade, all right. You know who your teacher is?
I think it's Mix Aylinson.
Okay, well, I hope so too, because that's who stopped by. And they're excited to have you going into first grade, moving up in the world. That's a big step. A lot of your friends returning, do you know?
I think it's going to be at least two new or three new friends.
Well, that's good. It's always good to have a few new people. Where do you go to school again?
Zion
Lutheran. That's right, that's right. And you really enjoy that, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I certainly hope if we resume this next weekend that you come back on we'll say you go through a couple days. Wednesday's only a half day and then two full days of school. And once you come back from that, then you'll be able to give us a good report and say how the start of first grade is going. I wish you the best of luck this week and hopefully everything goes well for you. Anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Maybe how you're supposed to kick the ball and how the NFL players kick the ball high and fall.
Yeah. Those are certainly something that you study a lot, you watch a lot, and if you keep it up, maybe, who knows, maybe someday you'll be in the NFL kicking footballs.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, for Duke Ledoux and myself, we want to thank all of our new listeners. Hopefully you return, and we'll certainly let you know when the next podcast is. We hope you enjoyed and come back again on the Duke Ledoux Radio Hour.